Atlantic Coast. This is Lorraine on Scaramouche, and I'll be your net anchor this morning, and I'm standing by this station in case you'd like to register for a spot on today's net. Any community announcements, invitations, anything for open mic. Give him a call on 1-6. Morning, Abacos. This is Lorraine on Scaramouche, and along with Captain Bob and our sidekick Morningstar, we are broadcasting from Elbow Key. The Cruiser's Net takes us about 10 minutes or so this time of the year. We're here on Channel 68, and just remember, make sure your radio's on high power if you're calling in today, and check your squelch to make sure you can hear us. As always, I'll recognize you in some kind of order and repeat any messages that sound faint and try to leave a space in case I miss something, you can let me know. If I don't hear someone, please relay for them. We want to include everybody in the Cruiser's Net because we are here to promote safety, friendship, and message handling. All right, let's get you started off with the weather from barometerbob.org. Our synopsis. We've got a ridge of pressure extending east to west to our south that's going to help maintain some gentle to moderate winds and slight seas into early next week. What we've got a lookout for is sunny skies and some dry weather after a pretty wet one the last week or so. So let's give you that marine forecast for our Abacos. For today, we've got mostly sunny skies. Got a westerly component to our winds, kind of light and variable, between 6 or 7 knots or less, so it can swing from the south-southwest to the west-northwest and back to the south-southeast anytime today. So, but as I said, pretty light winds, and you may be facing a little bit more to the west than to the east today. For tomorrow, Saturday, sunny skies, southwest winds in the morning becoming west-southwest to south-southeast in the afternoon to evening. Again, under 8 knots and even less in the afternoon. So watch those high temperatures coming back up in the sunny skies with lows of only 86 and highs of 93, 94 degrees. Sunday, we'll have a mix of clouds and sun, south winds to southwest winds under 10 knots. Might swing a little again to the west-northwest, but then it'll come back around to the southeast prevailing direction and less than 5 or 6 knots. And outlook for early next week, just a mix of sun and clouds on Monday with south to southeast winds, anywhere between 4 to 10 knots, depending on time of day. A little bit higher in the evenings, a little bit less during the day. Might see some patchy rain pop up on Tuesday, but that's a ways away, so enjoy the sunny skies and the dry weather. Our sun rose this morning at 6:41 a.m. and will be setting this evening at 7:49 p.m. And our tides for today. We've already had our high tide, so we are falling, and low tides at 10:13 a.m. and high tide this afternoon at 4:38 p.m. Tomorrow, Saturday, high tide bright and early, 4:55 a.m. before the sunrise, and a low tide at 11:12 a.m., and high tide Saturday afternoon at 5:37 p.m. Okay, your Gulf Stream crossing conditions to South Florida, if you're heading back that way, it's relatively mild, but you might be hitting a bit of a headwind going from the Bahamas back to the Florida area. West winds today, 5 to 10 knots, become south later in the day, but 5 knots or less. Seas only 1 to 2 feet with a nice 9-second period. Just a slight chance of showers and thunderstorms. And kind of a repeat on Saturday, starting out with west winds becoming north, which is a little different in the afternoon. Seas 2 to 3 feet, shorter period, 4 second. That comes along with that northerly component. It goes a little more to the south-southwest late Saturday night. Seas remain 2 to 3 feet, and you pick up a northwest wind 5 to 10 knots on Sunday morning, and then it will swing around to the east with 2 to 3 foot seas, but watch your increase of chance of showers and thunderstorms. All righty. That's what we've got for you today. And from the Bahamas Met Office, as always, they're just going to give you the cautionary. You've got some low-level troughing over our northwest Bahama, so you may have some pockets of unsettled weather. This morning on their radar, it looked like any of the showers were moving from southwest to northeast across pretty much like up by Spanish Key area, but looking dry elsewhere. All right, that's what we've got for you this morning on our weather and our passage over to Florida. So let's see if we've got some locals out and about who can give us some observation what it's looking like out there. Anybody on the Sea of Abaco this morning? Good morning, Skip. What you got? Thank you very much. That's Skip on Flying Pig reporting about a one-foot chop on the Sea of Abaco, and they're off by Foul Key and just observing a gentle roll out out in that direction. Thank you very much. And let's see if we've got anybody moving about can give us a report up by Whale Key this morning. Anyone at Whale Key area? Okay, nothing heard. So let's see if we've got anybody at North or South Man of War. Nothing heard. Anybody got a look on Tulu Key this morning? Nothing heard. But how about North Bar or down to Little Harbor? Okay, nothing heard. Doesn't just because we haven't heard anything doesn't mean that it is all benign. But take into account the wind directions for today, a report of a one-foot chop on Sea of Abaco, and sounds like you should be able to get out and about. As always, you're the captain of your vessel. Decisions are yours and yours alone. All right, up next we'll take community announcements. Do we have any community announcements this morning? Nothing heard, but we will always remind you if you're visiting Elbow Key, don't forget to go up and check out our last hand-wound kerosene-lit lighthouse, the only one of its kind in the world, and a great view of our area. They are open from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m., and they've got a staff over there at the gift shop, so 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. for them. And get up, take a view, and we appreciate your visit. Okay, anyone for invitations this morning? Okay, well, I'm going to give you a few things to be on the lookout for. Let's start with Cracker Peas on Lover's Quarters. They're going to be closing for the season tomorrow, Saturday, August 10th, but not before they finish up what's in the kitchen. So they've got a limited menu. So get out today, Friday, and Saturday over to Cracker Peas Bar and Grill on Lover's Quarters. And get ready. Pete's Pub will be closing. They'll have their closing party next Sunday, so you've got a week to go. To visit Pete's Pub down in Little Harbor. So starting on Monday, they won't be serving dinner Monday through Thursday, but next weekend, Friday through Sunday, they will be open for dinner. And as I said, they have a big closing party next Sunday. And if you are hankering for Mama's souse down at On the Beach, this will be the last Sunday for her souse. So On the Beach will be open all year with some reduced hours coming up in the fall. But as I said, if you want the Sunday morning souse at On the Beach, this will be the last Sunday for that. And if you're hankering for some prime rib here on Elbow Key, this starts the weekend menu of prime rib. So all around the area, different restaurants take their turn and serving prime rib. Friday night at Abaco Inn, Hopetown Inn and Marina for Saturday night, and Hopetown Harbor Lodge for Sunday night. Okay, that's what we've got for you right now. We always invite you to get out and about all the keys and over to Marsh Harbor, all kinds of good things happening. So if you're sticking around this summer, we'll let you know what's going on. All right, up next is Open Mic. In case you've got comments, questions, celebrations, arrivals, departures, anything for Open Mic this morning? Go ahead, Flynn. Okay, I'm kind of surprised to hear that, but yes, indeed, Foul Key remains part of the Bahama National Trust Sea Park. I'm surprised to hear that the mooring balls aren't out there, but yes, the reef is there. I'll check my Steve Dodge shortly and get back to you, Skip. How was that? Terrific. Okay, if anyone can help Flying Pig out as the status of Foul Key area, and if there are no mooring balls for sure, we'll pass that on to the Friends of Environment. They do go walkabout. It does happen. But they are there for the smaller boats, and hopefully you'll be able to find one. Go ahead.
Not a lot.
They're saying there's not a lot of mooring balls. Welcome. I appreciate that. I didn't get your vessel name.
Not a lot.
Okay, not a lot. You have a good trip back. We appreciate that, and we'll see you again. Make safe travels, then. Okay, anything else for open mic or anything we could have missed for the net? Skip. Terrific. Does anyone need a repeat on the weather? Everybody hear me okay? I have the generator running this morning. Okay, well, we thank you for taking the time to listen to the Cruisers Net. We're here for you on Channel 68. And as a reminder, please use this channel as your calling station here in the Abacos. And then just take your conversation to a working channel, but please don't use 2270, 7277, and 80, because these are the working channels for police, fire, and rescue. As always, Channel 16 remains reserved for distress, safety, and hailing. It's the only channel continuously monitored by officials and the one you need to use if you need to call for help. All right, everybody. We thank you very much. And if there aren't any relays needed or anything else for the net, all right, the Abaco Cruisers Net will be back tomorrow morning, same time, same channel. Till then, if you need to contact the net for any reason, just give a shout out here on Channel 68. We'll do our best to make sure the radio's on. If not, somebody will jump in and hopefully answer your question. Have a great day, everybody. The Cruisers Net is clear. Thank you for the radio check. Flying pig, scare motion. Time.